Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The High Court orders Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana to issue a certificate for the private prosecution of Bikita West lawmaker Munyara Dzikereke on rape charges.
This was long overdue. As you know, this is a case that is clear with medical affidavits from doctors, with police statement that is signed by the child.
The Information Media Panel of Inquiry says it is not happy that very few women and youths are attending its outreach programs looking at issues affecting the Zimbabwean medium.
The meetings have been dominated by adult men. I am not saying that men should not articulate the concerns of women, but they should not do so to the total exclusion of the women themselves.
And the MDCT renewal team expresses concern at the continued deterioration of the country's economy and calls on the ZANU-PF government to admit it has failed to deliver.
High Court Judge Hippias Jowu has ordered Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana to issue a certificate for the private prosecution of Bikita West legislator Munyara Dzikereke on charges of allegedly raping a then 11-year-old girl at gunpoint. Tomana has previously denied or declined to prosecute Kereke, citing lack of incriminating evidence. This prompted the girl's guardian, Francis Maramwidze, to approach the High Court. The alleged rape occurred 4 years ago at Kereke's Vainona home in Harare. Kereke, a former advisor to former Reserve Bank Chief Gideon Gono, has vehemently denied the allegations, accusing Gono of fronting a smear campaign after the two fell out acrimoniously. Gono has dismissed Kereke's allegations as baseless. Reacting to the High Court decision, Tomana told Studio 7 that he will consider the High Court order. The complainant's family lawyer, Charles Warara, tells the Studio 7 the order is a welcome relief.
The High Court has ordered prosecution, and that the natural thing is that they will have to issue that certificate. We anticipate that there will not be any problems in terms of proceeding from here on.
This case has been going on for several years. Why has it been difficult to prosecute?
There might be other reasons beyond what we can see on the face of it. But my understanding is that there has been an attitude or an approach by the prosecutor general that they didn't intend to proceed, to prosecute the matter. But that obviously meant that we had to write them letters and request them to give us that authority to proceed, to prosecute privately. They weren't forthcoming with that, and as a result, we were then compelled to go to court. And besides that, there were also just delays that, they took a long time to respond to our letters. In fact, out of several letters that we wrote them, they only responded to one.
But have there been any threats on your client?
The only time that my client could have felt that he was under threat was obviously when certain senior police officers visited him. The idea was obviously they wanted to prosecute me. They wanted me, the case turned against me at that point. In fact, they even phoned me, and I went to the police station at some point, and I told them the position, and they found out the allegations against me were actually baseless. They've been fabricated by the other side. So they couldn't proceed because they wanted me, the case turned against me.
That was Advocate Charles Warara speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.